This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. And Bert has an incredible syllabus again today. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Happy post-Thanksgiving, I guess, or Black Friday. Vince, I was busy having dinner. But was there a class yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah. And, Bert, here's how I feel about this. I mentioned this on the air yesterday. That, you know, there are many people who consider us at USA Prepares their extended family. And they value the things that we say. They like us. And they welcome us into their homes. And not everybody has a big family. Not everybody sits around with grandparents, parents, aunts, uncles, cousins, you know, those loved ones. Because many, many of us who have had the benefits, the joys of being with those family members, many of them have died. So some people are at home, and we are their family. And because of that, whenever possible, I try to have USA Prepares be live for them. And so we were live on the air yesterday. And frankly, Thanksgiving is different for us. It was different this year. And each year it seems to be getting, you know, smaller and smaller and smaller in terms of the number of people around the table. It used to be the dining room table. No need for that anymore. It's the kitchen table. And, you know, my grandparents on all sides are dead. My aunts and uncles on all sides are dead. And some of my cousins have died, and my parents have died. And so it's Mrs. Fennelli and our son and me. And, you know, the cats and dogs and cows and chickens. That was Thanksgiving. And, you know, I'm certainly thankful. I really am thankful. We got through the worst of the drought. We were able to buy hay at exorbitant prices, but we're able to pull that off. We're able to get our machinery fixed, and we're able to come up with an even better campsite design because we weren't able to open the campsite because we couldn't have campfires because there were fire bans, burn bans here in Missouri because of the drought. We could have set, you know, the county on fire. So we complied with those rules and regulations because we actually agreed with them. And not everybody did, and they put us all at risk, those who have set fire. So the bottom line is the campsite's going to open next season. It's going to be great. It's going to be twice as big, actually bigger than twice as big, and better. So everything worked out, and we're really thankful for it. But, yes, we were live yesterday.
Well, Vince, that's good to hear. And I know what you're saying. A lot of other radio shows have the same attitude. I know Coast to Coast has that attitude. I know we shouldn't mention other radio programs, but that's good. And, you know, I'm grateful, Vince, to be an instructor on USA Prepares because it really does, you know, bring satisfaction that we know we're helping people and we're doing specific things. I mean, we're not just ranting about the politics or what headline or who did what to who or who, you know, we're actually saying, hey, you want to improve the heating in your home? Here's how you can better insulate it. Do you want to do a better job of having all your appliances protected and working better and cover for power surges? here's an easy way to do that. And we're saving people money. We're saving people things in their home. We're hopefully helping the environment, Vince, because one thing I think we all agree on, we need to use less energy, and that alone will help protect the planet. So, Vince, I do have a question for you, though. You mentioned the animals having Thanksgiving dinner yesterday. What do you feed the chickens on Thanksgiving?
You know, we have what's called free-range, cage-free chickens. And that means that the chickens, they're not on leashes. They don't have collars. They are not fenced in. They can go wherever they want, except at night. We ask them to go into their chicken house, which is protected from predators, like animals that want to kill them while they're sleeping. So other than that, the chickens can run around. And believe it or not, chickens eat grass. They eat grass, and they eat bugs. And we have, for many reasons, we have, because it started with the drought that we had so little grass to feed our cows, we actually fenced some of them in around the house. And normally you keep them out of the house proper area. We have them so they can scratch along the stone side of the house. And the idea is they did all the trimming. We didn't have to use a lawnmower this year. And so we have cow pies all around the house. I should probably take a picture. I'll take a picture and put it in the book, 5 Minute University. Millions of these cow pies. And so what the chickens do is they race out and they scratch through these cow pies, because cow pies bring dung beetles. They just show up. These beetles just show up in cow pies, and the chickens eat them. So what they do is they go through the cow pies, they spread them out, and they create a greater surface area to find these dung beetles in the cow pies that are naturally causing these cow pies to disintegrate and become fertilizer. So the chickens spread out the cow pies, they eat the dung beetles, they look under leaves, they have scratched all around the trees and leaves, and they've turned everything up to look for bugs, worms, beetles, and they eat what they find in nature. And we supplement that with what's called chicken, sometimes it's called chicken grains, sometimes it's called chicken pellets, sometimes it's called chicken crumbles, and they also get that. So that, and they make, they're prolific egg layers. So the dogs get to eat chicken eggs. Scrambled.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Every day, Mrs. Finelli or I or our son scramble at least 4, 5, 6 eggs with some powdered milk that we add water to, and a little bit of avocado oil in the pan so it doesn't stick so much. We don't use Teflon here at all and haven't for decades. So that's what they get along with the dog chow. So now chickens will eat their own eggshells. So I just throw them in the garden, and over the winter they will decompose and put some calcium back in the soil. So we try to use everything here at the farm. You know, some people have grass clipping catchers, you know, so when they mow their lawn, they pick up the grass clippings.
Yeah.
About 40% of that, those grass clippings can go back into the soil if you just leave them on the grass to fertilize the grass.
Correct. That's better for the lawn that way.
Yeah, otherwise it goes to the landfill.
Yeah. I tell my gardeners that if it's just a light clipping, don't even bag it. Just leave it scattered on the lawn. Uh-huh. In the summer when out here we have, you know, very slow lawn growth. So Vince, I just wanted to make sure you weren't feeding the chickens turkey. So.
No, we didn't have turkey. We didn't have turkey this year. We had chicken this year, but it was commercially grown.
But it sounds like the dogs eat great. I mean, scrambled eggs. Now, if one of your pups wants over easy, can you accommodate them, or it's scrambled for the whole herd?
You have to be careful with the whites of eggs for dogs, so that's why I scramble them.
Okay, gotcha. Understood. Vince, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's next?
Okay. Yeah, I heard a little click there on the line. So, today. We'll do a quick recap of financial markets and the cryptocurrency crash. Bitcoin's falling. Not, you know, I expected it to fall further, frankly, but it's fallen. Another weird cryptocurrency is going up today. This has no rhyme, no reason. It's called Dogecoin. It was made as a joke about a dog. It wasn't even supposed to be worth anything. Of course, cryptocurrencies aren't really backed by anything. But for reasons nobody can explain today, Dogecoin has surged. I'm looking at one. It's just a little disc with a picture of a dog on the front. And it was started as a joke a few years ago. And it took off back then kind of fell, and for some reason it's going up today. There's no rhyme or reason, Vince, in class. Until we, you know, I believe in the whole idea of having, you know, basically a cyber currency that can be linked to something more stable, but it has to be backed. I mean, the problem with Bitcoin and these other currencies is there's nothing backing it. There's no country. There's no gold. Vince, I think gold would be a great way, you know, just throwing it out there for class. If somebody who understands blockchain and could come up with a cryptocurrency that literally was backed by gold, I think there'd be something there. Of course, you'd have to have access to the gold in order to do that. But I think that could have the potential to be something, but just create things out of thin air and then pretend they're worth something. You know, we knew it had to end this way. But again, today, Bitcoin down a little and stock market's up a little. It's a low trading day. Markets end early. And Vince, EVs are in the news again.
Bert, one second. Can we rewind just back to the cryptos? And
yeah,
being backed by gold, that was tried as an experiment.
Yeah.
Well, it was once tried as an experiment in the United States of America. There was a backing of the currency by gold, and it was replaced with a cryptocurrency called the FRAUD, the Federal Reserve Accounting Unit Dollar, in 1913. So gold was removed, and we do have a cryptocurrency, a digital currency, but there are pieces of paper that are imprinted with green and black ink and pictures of dead presidents on them, and they are the equivalent of a cryptocurrency, except for one thing. Instead of being issued by some third party, they are issued by a third party, the Federal Reserve, but they're not backed by anything either. The only thing that makes them appear to have value is the muzzle of the guns of the federal government and the full faith and credit of the American government. That's what makes that currency.
Yeah, and gold
valuable.
Gold was further removed in the 70s by Richard Nixon. I believe what had happened was France had all these dollars they had accumulated in the post-war years. And they decided, for whatever reason, you know, rather than holding all these dollars, we're going to turn them into the Federal Reserve for gold. And the government panicked, and we ended the
gold window.
To gold.
We ended the gold window. We stopped letting them withdraw. That's exactly right. Yep. Okay, so when we come back, electric vehicles. I'm looking forward to it. My favorite subject to dislike.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Brett, you mentioned D-O-G-E coin, one word, D-O-G-E-C-O-I-N, starting out as a joke. And the interesting thing is Doge coin really pronounced dog-e coin, like D-O-G-E-C-O-I-N, like doggy coin? Maybe dog electronic coin, dog-e coin? Interesting. And I know someone who bought some at just a couple cents. Today, 9 cents. So a tremendous, tremendous percentage increase over buying it at a couple cents a piece, like two, up to nine. That's enormous gain. And I know a guy that was going to come on the air and talk about it months and months and months ago, and for some reason it fell apart. But he bought them at a couple cents, and you know, he's rolling in dog e coins. Bert, electric vehicles, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, I believe it's called Dogecoin. That's what the geeks out here seem to call it. And, you know, in all seriousness, Vince, just to tie a bow on the topic, we'll throw it out there for the class that if there is a way that we could collectively take gold and silver reserves of, you know, private people, if we could get enough, then there's the potential to start a currency that literally would be backed, and I don't want to even call it crypto, although, you know, we could use, you know, some of the computer techniques that are used in crypto, but let's not even call it crypto. It would be a real currency. It would really be backed by gold and silver. It would take a few billionaires to buy into it that would have access to that much wealth. And maybe it's just a bunch of private people throughout the world that collectively pool their gold or silver. We could start a new currency, and it would be something potentially stable and useful because it would be, in fact, herbs. So I'd throw that out there for class if anyone has some ideas. Maybe we're on to something here, Vince.
Well, we introduced that at one of our expos, exactly what we were talking about. And the Lakota tribe, L-A-K-O-T-A, tribe of American Indians, introduced their currency, and it had 1 ounce copper rounds. And they were, you know, a large copper round, not quite the size of a silver dollar, but almost the size of a, around the size of a half dollar, but thicker. And it was 0.999 fine copper. So, and they were on sale, for sale, at the Get Prepared Expo, or Expo. People bought them, and they were actually trading. People bought these Lakota currency copper rounds and used them to buy things at the Get Prepared Expo. Actually happened. I was there. I saw it. Interesting.
Yeah. So just an idea. And, you know, there might be a way to tie it into blockchain to make it more secure. And so throwing that out there, you know, we'll see. Vince Waymo, which is a division of one of your favorite companies, Google, has introduced an electric minivan that is totally controlled by computers. There's no steering wheel. There's no brake pedal or gas pedal. There's nothing there for a driver whatsoever. It's completely run electronically. It's completely driverless. It's all electric. Seats 5 people. Presumably they're all paying passengers. And it's going to be offered in Arizona and California events. And this truly looks like something out of the future, except the future is now. It's a very futuristic-looking minivan. It's got opposing opening doors on each side. It's got a very strange-looking, almost looks like a flying saucer on the roof that says Waymo. Presumably those are antennas that are communicating with satellites or other communication systems. It's got a little attachment for an electric plug on the side, very odd-looking wheels, and Vince, it's going to be offering mobility services in California and Arizona. Looks like both states are going to approve it, and it's known as Zeekr. And that's kind of the name of it, Z-E-E-K-R.
Would you like me to comment when we come back from this break?
If you have any thoughts on it.
I think I do. And we've got Herman in Nevada on hold. Herman, I'm just going to make a couple comments about this Waymo.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Turk on Thursday made a strong appeal to Iranian authorities to stop their unnecessary and disproportionate use of force against protesters in Iran.
Persistent impunity for human rights violations remains one of the major challenges in Iran, further fueling discontent and distrust.
The Iranian ambassador responds
that the Human Rights Council is abused once again by some arrogant states.
A storm tracking through the southern United States will pack heavy rain that will make post-Thanksgiving travel difficult and could trigger urban flooding in Houston, Atlanta, and New Orleans. The same storm will also deliver many months' worth of snow to parts of New Mexico and western Texas into the Thanksgiving weekend. Tesla is recalling about 80,000 cars in China because of software and seatbelt issues. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
Under today's hot.
Watch it.
God, you're. Take my. When you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Bert's with us. Herman's on the line. Herman will be right with you. So, Bert, I know what this thing looks like, this Waymo all-electric van with no steering wheel, no pedals, or mirrors. So this is being hailed as the future of ride-hailing. Now, I do a little bit of mechanical engineering and electrical engineering here at the farm. And I know for a fact that this design is beyond insanity. Class, this thing has two doors on each side of the vehicle. So the sliding doors start in roughly close to the middle of the vehicle, and the driver's door slides forward. The rear passenger doors slide backward. So the doors in the front for the front seat slide forward, and the doors for the rear seats slide backward, which leaves an opening without a pillar between the doors. So the door handles meet in the middle.
Yeah,
now, if you look
that.
At this, so if you take a class, take a cardboard box, it can be a shoebox. Shoebox would probably be a good way to go. And then take the lid on really tightly. And then cut out 40% of the middle of both sides of the box. So cut it out all the way to the lid and all the way to the bottom floor of the box, if you will. And then see how strong that would be. Because that's what you've got. That's what you've got. You've got a vehicle with just the doors holding the middle of the vehicle integrity together.
Yeah,
the doors are holding
that
together. No side pillar. This thing, if this is in a crash, it will crumble. Okay, it's a death trap. In my words, this is all my opinion. So, have I driven one? No. Have I seen one? No. I'm just looking at the image, and it's ridiculous.
Well, Vince, you can't try one.
Well, okay. Well, I certainly wouldn't.
You can only passenger in it.
All right. Well, let's say I were a passenger. This was my question for you, and I don't think you have the answer because I don't know the answer. I haven't seen the answer, and unless you're privy to inside information, you wouldn't have it either. But are the doors, once you get in this thing and it starts moving, can you open the door?
I don't know, but I hope that door provides some structural support because otherwise you're SOL and let's hope nothing happens to it. While the doors are open, because you would definitely be lacking that side support.
Okay, so here's the point. I believe, and I can't prove this because I don't know, but I believe that once this thing gets moving, there's no pedals, you're not going to be able to open those doors to get out unless the computer that controls the door actuator says, you know, unlock those doors. I believe you're in there until the system says you can get out, and that system is controlled by that roof antenna receiving signals from, I don't know what, the sensors, the satellites. But I have a feeling that if they don't want you out, you are in jail in that vehicle. That's my feeling. So if y'all are employed by Waymo and you'd like to debate this with me, I would love to do it. And I'll even give you the telephone number so you can call. And I will interrupt the broadcast to put you on. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. I think this is an idea that has gone wayward. This is beyond dumb.
Well, Vince, if that's not bad enough for you, a story came out last Friday that Google, the same company, had been installing software into your Android device without your, forget about permission, without your even knowledge, spyware into your phone, into your Android phone, from Google by the state of Massachusetts, Vince, the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, to track everybody with an Android where you are in the state. And supposedly this was for COVID. But, Vince, tracking device in your phone without any knowledge or consent to everyone with an Android residing in the state of Massachusetts.
You know, Class, you don't have to have a cell phone. Honestly, you don't. You're not going to believe this, Class, but I know individuals who don't have cell phones. Can you imagine that? I know people who don't have a cell phone. I really do. For sure. Absolute certainty. And they get along with life just fine. They really do. They can buy things. They can sell things. But what they can't do is they can't take selfies and instantly transmit, look at me. Look at my dog. Look at me. Look at my dog. Look at my dog. Look at me. Look. You can't do that. This is Rome burning.
Yeah. Well, they did file civil rights group filed a lawsuit, class action lawsuit against the state of Massachusetts. We'll see where it goes. It was apparently filed on behalf of 1 million Massachusetts residents who had this auto installed. It doesn't even show up, so you don't even know it's in your phone when you look at the apps on your screen. So class action lawsuit's been filed by a civil liberties group.
Yeah, is this in federal court or is this in state court?
Just says New Civil Liberties Alliance has filed this class action lawsuit. I'm guessing it's in state court since it's against.
Yeah, probably won't go
state,
too far because the state will be in.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, that's like a petition. That's like asking the government, would you please take your foot off my neck, please? I'm asking nicely. Or would you please take that stick out of my eye? I'm asking nicely. That's what petitions are. That's what this is. This is asking the government to fine itself for wrongdoing. I don't think it's going to go too far.
Regardless of which venue it was filed, it can escalate to federal court and to the Supreme Court, depending on how it's resolved. But
and then what happens is if they are victorious, that who's going to be on the hook? The people who sued for the injustice will be paying the taxes to pay themselves.
That's the ironical thing here, Vince, is that if Massachusetts loses, they have to pay. But where does the money come from for the budget for the state of Massachusetts? From the people.
I thought it came from California. Don't you guys send all your money? I mean, really, it comes from Massachusetts.
Well,
Herman in Nevada. You're welcome. You're on.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning, Burke. I just wanted to say one thing. Vincent, you said something so beautiful today about how people out in the audience class are like extended family who maybe don't have their family or, like me, got rid of my horrible family, actually got an adopted family, and you're part of that. And there's so many people out there that listen to what you just said today, and I think it really, I don't want to sound mushy here, but it brought a tear to their eye. Really did. And, you know, and when I'm losing what I thought were my friends, another one just lost another I thought was my friend, too stupid to be alive, ordered an electric car. Sorry, Bert. So,
you know, I got to tell you, we have we have a friend at USA Prepares, Joey in Michigan. And he, over the years, he has said to me a couple times, just a couple times, and it's brilliant. And he's absolutely right. He said, Vinny, I can't afford any more friends. And what he means is they would offer to help him. His friends would offer to help him. Hey, Joey, can I use your skid loader? I'll keep it, you know, I'll keep it warmed up. I'll use it. I'll make sure that everything's lubricated. I'll use your skid steer for you. I'll use your backhoe for you. You know, I'll just make sure it doesn't sit there. I'll use it for you. Wear out your tires, wear out your chains, wear out your tracks, wear out your engine. Yeah, I'll make sure that I keep it used for you. That's what Joey meant by he can't afford any more friends, you know, to help him do things.
No,
that costs him money.
I'm with you on that. But I want to move quickly and address something Bert said about crypto. When I saw Doge, or I call it Doggy Coin, make a move because of Elon Musk, who I think is absolutely playing both sides, no one should trust Elon Musk to be the savior of Twitter or anything else, because you know how you can tell if he was a good guy, the government would come down on him. And they haven't. And that's how you can always tell. That's why I didn't like a lot of things Trump did, like being unfaithful to his beautiful wife. That was a deal breaker for me. But I thought if everybody else is against him, then I like him. So, but on crypto, I jumped in on just a pure gamble on Doge or Dogecoin, sent my friend with a coin wallet $1,000. It immediately went up $3,000. So I tripled my money, and then he stole it all. So that was my big adventure into crypto. But listen, you can't even have a crypto with gold or silver or commodity backed because of counterparty risk. As long as it's not in your possession, you don't own anything. And I think you saw, like I said earlier, you remind guys like me to do the things we know to do, but we just don't think about it, like go buy more silver. You remind and help people that don't know how to do things to learn how to do them. So that is absolutely fabulous. And the last thing, and then I'll let you bang out what you think, is The Apple and Android are completely compromised. That's why people need to take the time and go look up Volta Wireless or any of Mike Adams on Brighteon, the Health Rangers, reviews of the de-Googled, de-Appled iPhones. Because people do need communication and comms. I have satellite phones, bivy sticks. I'm learning ham, you know that, right, with the Gordon West class. I'm going to do that over the holidays when everyone else is wasting time shopping. I'm going to be getting my first, I think it's the technician's license. But Bert, what about de-Googling, running a different operating system? It's just like running Unix or Linux and getting rid of an Apple or a PC operating system. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the phones, and thanks, Herman, for your kind words on class. I think the problem is the phones are so darn complicated now. It's not like the old days of a PC where you could write your own operating system and have it run. They're so complicated it takes an Apple or Google to really create that operating system. So I'm not saying it's impossible, but it may be difficult to find something that you could load into your phone that would take the place of say, the Android operating system.
Okay,
I think
so
that's the problem.
Let me jump in and interrupt. I hate interrupting, but because I don't want to take your time. But here's what I've always thought would be a great business opportunity. Go out and make the stripped-down version of a phone like this. And I think that's what Volt has done. But it's you have to start with a different, complete phone. And they're very inexpensive, and they don't have all the bells and whistles.
Yeah, I think Herman's talking about something a senior citizen would like. Big numbers, big displays, just makes and receives phone calls. That's enough. That's enough right there. Maybe the camera, maybe. Herman, thank you so much. Bert and I will be right back. Thank you for calling in, Herman.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech.
The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert, Bert, are you going to mention something about the FDA alerting hospitals about these beds that could kill patients, these smart beds?
You know, Vince, I just got alerted to that. Maybe you can, because I just,
okay, all right.
Just passed in front of my desk.
So, class, very, very quickly, class. So the FDA has issued their highest alert over 9,000 high-tech hospital beds that could kill patients. So these smart mattresses were first rolled out in 2018, and they're recalled because they cause life-saving medical equipment to malfunction. So reading into this article, it appears to me that this high-tech bed uses radio frequency communications that interferes with the radio frequency communications of other life-saving equipment, and it could kill patients. So it's unbelievable. So these are these high-tech beds, and they interfere with telemetry devices, bladder scanners, fetal monitors and Dopplers, infusion pumps, insulin pumps, and blood glucose sensors. Sounds pretty serious, doesn't it? Well, this is one of those things where a manufacturer of one equipment lets their radio frequencies interfere with other equipment. This is crazy. And this is just like these electric vehicles that have these scanners and sensors and radio frequency communications equipment. Makes no sense. Next thing, Bert, we're going to talk about the Mercedes and how they charge with their new vehicles. If you want to go faster, you pay $100 a month, and that will unlock some of the software that allows your electric vehicle to go faster.
Yeah, and well,
or do you want me to mention that?
We don't need to mention it, but Tesla has something similar where there's features that are built in the car on production, and then if you want them, that you don't have to bring your car into the dealer. You just pay them, and they electronically enable those features, whether it's extra power or in some cases it was extra battery life. So they put in larger batteries, and then you just pay extra and get that extra capacity and things like that. So, Vince, we're running out of time, but real quick, we were going to cover this last week in class. Did you know that when the space program ended the space shuttle, that there was actually a secret military space shuttle? It's sort of a mini version with, well, robotically, so similar to your robotic car. There's no pilots. It's smaller. There's no astronauts. It's completely computer-controlled. But this has been flying for years and years. And at first, the military denied it. Then they said, well, it exists, but it's secret. Now, since so many people have seen it flying and landing, that they've come out and admitted it. But after 908 days in orbit. And basically, it's a robotic space shuttle that we've been flying for years and years. And we don't know what it's doing up there, presumably a military mission.
As an old saying, you only should start believing it when the government officially denies it exists. So when they deny it officially, that's proof in some circles that it exists. And that's this case, the X-37B.
And Vince, you called that a smart hospital bed. I think when you put smart in front of something, it probably means potentially dangerous, whether it's, well, you pick your appliance, but smart anything probably is going to become a pejorative and not a good term because it's leading to problems. Vince, how's your electric power looking on your meters the last few days?
Well, this morning it was really high. The last couple of days, yesterday, nothing to speak of. We generated, with all of our solar arrays up and running, pointed south, we generated, I think, 12 cents, maybe 17 cents worth of electricity for the whole day.
It's really interesting. So I think there's a correlation between what's known as the planetary K index that NOAA puts out. It was the lowest I had ever seen it up until yesterday. And I'm not going to say it's high now, but it's kind of gone into the medium region. But that's after a prolonged period of over a week of the lowest I had ever seen. So interesting that you say that, Vince, because I'm looking at the three-hour increments, and the last 24 hours there was a noticeable uptick, basically, I would say, into medium range. And this is basically all the solar wind, basically, is what this is plotting.
So the correlation is a 1.0 with me and the government, right, on that. We actually believe that they're telling the truth on this. But you're absolutely right. So it was nothing to speak of yesterday. I mean, literally nothing to speak of. And this morning I checked just before the broadcast, and I was astonished that we were generating about 2,000 watts or 2 kilowatts, you know, in the early mornings of the sunrise. Exactly what you said.
Yeah,
so Bert,
have my results
correlated perfectly with what the NOAA has been saying over the times that we've been talking about it?
Fairly close. Again, Electric Power Community Dashboard.
All right, Bert, thanks so much. See you next week.
You got it.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.